League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome. You are watching the Tip TV Mining Show in association with Blytheway and Berra-Dolbear. As ever, I'm pleased to be joined by my co-host, Charlie Gibson. Welcome, Charlie. How are you doing today?
I'm bearing up under immeasurable stress, as you can probably see.
Yes,
right now.
I could well say the same thing, but less about us. Let's take a look at what's been going on in the world of mining this week.
Less about us. That's important. Well, what are you talking about? Yes. What do you think? It's been, I think what you would say from this, looking at just, you know, where the metals and minerals prices are, it's generally been a fairly quiet week. I had to change the scale on the y-axis, but what you can see is actually everything is encapsulated here within 3% either way. So I suppose what's interesting a little bit, old stalwarts like zinc, which has been pretty consistently strong throughout the year, are remaining strong. New stalwarts, to some extent, iron ore and hard coking coal. And this is the exceptional thing. These two have been exceptional performers throughout the course of the year. If you went back a year and said, what's going to perform in 2016? Absolutely no one was picking iron ore and hard coking coal. So really just showing, you know, demonstrable strength and continuing. Looking down, gold and silver absolutely in the middle. Now, just to say that this goes out to midnight last night, these prices. Precious metals are quite strong today, and that's a function of a couple of things. But mostly, I think it's out of the US. There were inflation numbers, and whilst the headline inflation figure was ahead, the core inflation figure, which strips out food and fuel, was relatively subdued. So investors are beginning to wind back and reduce their expectations for a Fed rate hike. They're still expecting a rate hike before the end of the year, but fewer of them are, it seems that there's less pressure for a rate hike on the basis of those inflation figures. So it seems to be a day for the doves, and certainly gold, you know, as we speak, it's had a good day today. It's up about $8. So, which is, you know, which is a nice move within the context of this chart. And if you saw it here, it would push gold into positive territory. So actually a little bit, if you like, has happened after the event there. I suppose the other thing that's noticeable is, you know, if you look at the palladiums, the platinums, the leads, the coppers, they've generally had a down week. So it is slightly, you know, it's a slightly split market, but actually the moves probably aren't that great in the whole scheme of things. If we just go over to the next slide, which you'll see, you know, what that means in terms of year to date, you know, as is or wanted about this sort of time of year, the graph looks very like it did last week. The only real difference is that gold and also nickel have overtaken palladium at this point. So this time last week, palladium was two places above where it is at the moment, and gold and nickel were both one place below. So that's the main difference. But otherwise, by and large, you can see there it's a fairly similar pattern to this time last week. Perhaps the only surprise, or the major surprise, of the hard coking coal has still continued to go ahead. Now, that I think is to some extent due from figures from China, and also which would explain the iron ore move as well. But they came out with some figures, first of all, demonstrating that steel and aluminium production was still strong. They're still trying to stimulate the economy by spending in these areas which do require the consumption of steel and aluminium as well. They also came out with some forecasts for 2020 and how much Chinese consumption they were expecting in that, and they were universally strong without exception. And so that has helped to buoy the prices. Although I think it's still fair to say that the consensus among analysts is just delaying the point at which prices will fall. But certainly for the moment, this sort of sentiment, these sort of figures are continuing to buoy the prices of the sort of anything what I'd recall steel related. So your iron ores, your coking coals, aluminium, which we don't have on this chart, is the other one amongst there, which is also being being supported by these sort of figures. So there is specific information out which is helping to support or to buoy these moves. But you know, hard coking coal again, you know, another exceptional week, I suppose you could say. We go over to the next chart and we just look at, you know, who the leaders and who the laggards are in terms of the equities. B2 Gold, record third quarter production result for them. They increased their guidance. Hecla, very similar story. Silver production is up 67% year on year. Their guidance, they also increased. Detour, actually, there's no specific news for Detour, I don't think, except for they said that their third quarter results are coming out on the 1st of November. Tech is the one that catches my eye. Tech was amongst the leaders last week as well and is still amongst the leaders this week. Of course, that's very much a zinc story and it's very much a coal story, and those are the two we saw from the last charts. They're continuing to run. Virtually every broker under the sun, as far as I can make out in North America, I just noted them down here, has upgraded or increased their forecasts for tech. So Credit Suisse have said it's now outperform. Royal Bank of Canada has said it's now outperform. Dundee say it's a buy, outperformed from National Bank. Bank of America and Merrill Lynch are saying it's a buy, and it's also favoured by Morgan Stanley as well. So a lot of broker support coming in for tech at the same time that those commodity prices are going up as well. Alamos is noticeable there because it went ex-dividend on the 12th of October. These prices are taken from the 11th of October. So actually, that's a very good result from them. They're coming out with their third quarter figures on the 10th of November. Oceana Gold is an interesting story. Now, they lost the World Bank. They're in dispute with the El Salvador government. It's a $284 million dispute. And news came out that they had lost that case. And yet, so it's quite a surprise to see them bouncing to the extent that they have, up 10%. It seems to be a case of sell on the rumor, buying on the fact. And that bad news, if you like, seemed to be priced into the market. Also, they put out an update on their Philippines operations, Didipio in particular, which is their mine out there. The Philippines is going through this audit process of their mines at the moment, and it seems that Oceana, that Didipio looks like it is going to comply with all of the regulators' requirements. So that has been taken positively by the market. Barclays have put an overweight recommendation, so that explains our Oceana Gold. On the downside, you've got Rio Tinto and Billiton. A little bit, I think, of a bear raid there. Citibank put a sell recommendation on those two. I think if you were to look through the narrative of the story, I think it's basically the analysts don't think that what we've seen in terms of some of those price moves is sustainable. And they're talking about the price rises being as a result of supply curbs rather than strengthened demand. So they're not sure that it's sustainable. Anyway, so they did put a sell recommendation. So you can see Rio Tinto and BHP declining there. This is despite the fact Royal Bank of Canada lifting its coking coal forecast. Antofagasta is having a bit of trouble with the regulator in South America with its Los Pelambres mine. The regulator might bring charges of environmental nature against Los Pelambres, it seems. That it's not expected that that's going to close the mine, but it could lead to disruptions. They are generally of what you might loosely call an environmental nature. Alrosa, two that, again, that are repeating on the downside, Alrosa and Alcoa are both fallers there. They were fallers last week as well. I think Alcoa is just following through from its third quarter earnings, which were out last week. Alrosa, the Russian diamond company, the chief executive saying diamond prices may fall. I actually think, although he said that, he was relatively buoyant. I mean, he was talking about a market recovery in sales and earnings being up in 2016, but the market looked at that headline of diamond prices, I think. Impala should really have been a good week for them. They produce their 50 millionth ounce. And they would have certainly been hoping for a good week, but it seems two things. AMCU, the slightly dissident South African Union, the slightly of the two, the more vociferous South African Mining Union. They are voting on in the platinum fields on the 22nd of October, so that is imminent, as to whether to accept a pay offer or not. So that may be weighing on their price. Also news that Sibanye had been thinking of making a bid for Impala, but they've walked away since Impala's price has risen. So that also causing Impala to fall, perhaps to some extent. And then finally, Iluka, and that seems to be connected with the September quarterly production figures, and their quarterly production was lower for September. So that's, you know, a description behind why the leaders are leading and why the laggards are lagging, if you like. If you look at specific news, I mean, I suppose the ones that I would highlight, Ivanhoe declaring a maiden resource, B2 Gold, we talked about them, record third quarter and increasing their guidance. Asanko, it's a very similar story this year. You know, their third quarter production output, also 54,000 ounces to all intents and purposes. So that taken positively by the market. West African Resources, 16 metres at 69 grams a tonne. So that is a very, very exceptional grade indeed. So that's buoying their share price. Botswana Diamond commences drilling on their AK-22 pipe in Botswana, as the name would suggest. So those are, if you like, those are the positive movers. If you look at some of the share prices where news has weighed on the share price, well, you've got Vast Resources declaring a maiden resource at Nkombwe Hill. That's a rare earth project. I think possibly the market there saying they would like Vast to concentrate on their other areas and their other resources. That's how I would interpret. Platinum Group Metals increasing their credit facility, talking about raising $20 million by the end of the year. So that always weighs on share price. Most of the cases where the share prices have declined, I think, is probably where there's an issue about needing to raise funding. Aureus there raising $72 million to transition to owner operation at Liberty, their new Liberty mine in Liberia. That's weighed on their share price. Asian Mineral Resources receiving court approval for the acquisition of Casbah. So they will be rocking the Casbah, but they're certainly not rocking their share price. And Diamond Corp announcing a strategic review, including looking at sale or merger options. So that's all the news. If we go to the next slide, what you'll see is I think you'll see the news that you didn't get there. And if we go over to the slide after that, you'll see where those share prices are. But, you know, what you know is Diamond Corp, I mentioned that, talking about selling or merging the company. Their shares obviously down 50%. But it's Diamond Corp, Vast, Asian Mineral Resources and Aureus. To some extent, I suppose, Platinum Group Metals as well, where you see where the share price has been hit. Very good performance from B2 Gold, Botswana, West African Resources, Asanko, and Ivanhoe again, amongst those that are performing so far this. So I was going to say so far this year, so far this week, as a result of that news.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.